KB9KBX is mobile.
Good morning. You're not in YOU.
Howdy. Did you get my text from yesterday?
Yeah. I gotta read it again.
That's nice enough outside where you can start working outside now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, definitely was a nice day yesterday.
Yeah, I was working in her yard, and there was a big branch that fell down, and I can handle the whole thing myself because I got that hand saw that's battery operated, so I can use that. But yeah, I got most of it trimmed down, and it sat there since right before it started snowing, so I sat there all winter.
Yeah, well, at least you can start cleaning it up again.
Oh, that takes time to clean up everything. There's a lot of sticks all over the place, some leaves too. So I got a small portion of it done yesterday, but this week, not tomorrow, because tomorrow's only going to be high in the 40s, so I'm not going to work outside tomorrow. But I got to do that, and I got to start scraping the south side of the garage. If I don't do that soon, my wife's flowers won't be growing up, and I won't be able to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to do what I have to do where the flowers are growing, so I'm basically going to do the bottom half, and then I can do the underhang, or the overhang, and then I can go back and do the rest of it before the flowers grow. But the other three sides are no big deal.
Yeah, just where the flowers are, because once those grow up, that's it.
Yeah, it won't be enough doing it. So between my sister's yard and doing the south side of the garage, I got to get that done within a few weeks. The street department will pick up the leaves, but if they don't, you can put them in the yard waste barrel.
Right.
Leaves everywhere out here by the curve here on Bella Street, and what's the city doing? Nothing.
Well, they still got the trucks rigged for winter.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think that we're going to have any more snow, and if we do, it ain't going to be a whole lot of snow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We're about done with the snow, or I think we had our last event.
And like I said, if we do get snow, it won't be much, a few inches here and there, if we have any, and I doubt if we do, but there's not going to be no major snowstorm where we're going to get 6 to 8 inches, and it's down to an eighth of a mile or something like that. It'll be 21 below.
Right.
They said yesterday that gasoline, because of this war, which really isn't considered a war, that it could get up to $7 a gallon.
Well, go figure. They're putting fear into everybody.
If they do, I'll cut way back. I'll stop going out to eat. I'll stop going here and there. I'll only go to Sunday morning service, not Sunday nights.
No, you want to go to that, too. But, your extra stuff.
Yeah, that's true. If it gets up there. Once it gets up to 5, that's whenever I get concerned. It gets up to 6 or 7, that's whenever I will cut back on as much as I can.
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, let's see, it was like last week? I think in the week before. Ron came out after you signed off, so I just wonder if he's out there now. All right. Guess not.
Probably not, but he can slide in anytime he wants to if he's out there. Mike texted me the other day, and I think it was Friday or Thursday or Friday, he was up within 10 miles of Fenwick. That's where Dead Data was at.
Alrighty.
It's about 3 hours from here.
Alrighty.
I'm going to get my car washed the day after church, but it's supposed to rain most of the day. It's like, okay, I'll wait till a day or two. Back of it is really, really dirty. I don't know why.
Look at it this way. If it's not raining when you get out of church, wash it, because you're going to end up putting it in the garage anyways.
I'll be driving it tonight, so it's like, oh well.
It'll get washed with the rain tonight.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. But like I said, the back is really dirty compared to the rest of the car.
What was that?
I don't know why and how the back got so dirty.
Is that you keying up?
Nope.
Alright, somebody's keying up, no audio. Yeah, still no audio. I'm looking at the, thermometer, and wow. 60 degrees outside.
A little chilly, but not bad. I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. No, yesterday was nice. I was helping a friend with an estate sale, what he bought, and I just had to go get it. So, he got a couple other people, too, helping him. But, we had fun in that, and it's, with four of us, it went pretty quick.
Yeah, like I told you, my sister said 2 years ago, her doctor said that she would live only a year. Well, it's been 2 years, and she will, I would be able to get rid of if I had an estate sale.
CMM Network.
That explains it. There was a network on Sunday mornings on this frequency.
Yeah, it's just All-Star. We're trying to figure out. Yeah, we're doing that. But, it's crazy.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
But yeah, it was definitely a nice day yesterday. It'd be nice to have more of those days.
It was cool in the morning. I wore my winter coat while I was working, and then about halfway through, it's like I started sweating, so I took my winter coat off and put my jacket on.
Yeah, I had a flannel that I had on, and a little heavier flannel, insulated, and I had to take that off, going in and out of the house, and it was, I didn't want to really get too hot.
Yeah, that's true, but yeah, it was cold in the morning when I got started. There's sticks all over that whenever there's a storm, and every time before I cut the grass, I have to walk the yard and get the sticks up. And usually in the springtime, the first time I pick up sticks, I can fill up the yard waste roll one time generally.
and that, you're going to definitely going to be doing that every time you go over there.
What surprised me this fall, there weren't too many Mignolets in the extra lot. Most of them were in the backyard, so I can't believe that there are so many in the backyard. That was strange, but I just don't know why there wasn't so many leaves in the extra lot. I'm glad, but that's like, why was that?
Well, it's hard telling.
And it depends on the wind. There's a fence there, so it would keep the leaves in. Unless it would swirl them up in the air 4 feet in the air, you'd have to take them over that.
Right.
You can see them, but it's going to be that 2 foot, not a whole lot of them. My whole left side is sore from getting that tooth extracted. And Thursday, all at 8, was 4 butterscotch puddings all day long. And basically, Friday morning, I was starved. So I cooked some over-hard eggs, and I ate them, and then I started eating naturally. But I still can't open up my mouth quite all the way. But I'm giving them medication for probably another week or so. It still hurts a little bit, but the medication helps out a lot.
Oh, yeah, it definitely hurt for a little while.
The back one on the left-hand side, whenever I had one repaired in the root canal, 30 and 31 on the right side, I was sore for like 3 months. And so this could go on for a while.
Something about Teddy Creek.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
the access hole.
K9 station, this is WHMEL, Whiskey 8, Mike Echo, Lima, near Grand Rapids, Michigan.
How are you doing? My daughter used to live in Grand Rapids, now she lives north of Ionia, so I'm very familiar with the Grand Rapids, Wyoming area, and also Ionia.
Well, about 50 years ago, I lived in Goshen and Elkhart, and my final place was Mishawaka. I was an engineer at the TV station about 50 years ago. I moved to Big Rapids and then later moved to Hudsonville. If you're familiar, that is a Hudsonville swamp that comes up in the spring here.
I am from Akron, Ohio, but I moved to South Bend in 1985. And I got married 3 years later, and 3 years later we had a kid, and we had another kid then. And then my daughter got married, and that's when she moved up to Grand Rapids. And then she got divorced, and then she found another guy, and they're up in Sandwick, which is just north of Ionia.
Yeah, we've been here in this house. We moved here almost 40 years ago, and it was a sales job. I sold broadcast equipment for a couple of years. My last job was with a phone company. Should have got in a phone company years ago. They pay well and have nice benefits.
I had a former coworker slash friend. He used to work for the phone company in Elkhart.
Yeah, at the GTE or Verizon, I think. My wife worked for the phone company as an operator when we were first married. That was GTE. I worked for, started out as Ameritech and different things. And GTE saw me acquired. So I got shirts with all different labels on. Every year I'd get a different shirt. So my last one was AT&T.
I'm with T-Mobile.
Yeah, I never did the mobile. I started out doing DSL work, and then I got transferred over to the main company. I was a lineman doing line work, but I survived till retirement.
June 1st will make 4 years that I've been retired. I used to work for the city of South Bend. I installed two-way radios in the city vehicles, all departments.
And then you probably know JoJo then.
Yeah, he worked there about 18, 19 years. I worked there for 33 and a half years.
Yeah, JoJo, we kind of went in business together, and this is years ago. His wife threw him out, and he ended up living with me. I wasn't married yet. So he's working for the city or the county, probably retired now, but he went back in the Navy and worked for the city for a while. Then seemed like he went to work for the county and sheriff's department. I haven't talked to him for many years.
Yeah, whenever I worked for the, I worked for him about 8 or 10 years, and then he came along then, so, and then he left, and I stayed, so, he worked for like, 12, 15 years, something like that, but I worked for the city 33 and a half years.
Yeah, I applied for a job with the city of Grand Rapids, and, there was something, everybody had to take a test, and I was older at the time. They told me that they were too late. They lied. They hired some young kid for the job. That's all right. I moved on. I got a better job with the phone company. The city was very restrictive. They didn't want you to do anything outside work, so it didn't sound like a good deal.
Yeah, I installed the radios. I do the poles and all the antennas and stuff like that. And it's my first and really fine job. I like this.
Yeah, I did some of that. JoJo and another guy, he works at a CBS station. He installed radios. The strangest one is one of those French Citroën. It was a pneumatic. Now, when American cars is ground something to make a light come on, and this one was funny. We installed a radio in there, and when he closed the door, the radio worked. Once the door was open, the radio worked. We found 12 volts. It was a power line to the door.
Yeah, that's strange. The hardest thing, the thing I've been like working on is for about a year or two, we had to work on the transpo buses, and they told us that we should be able to do it in 2 hours. And it's like, who do you think you are telling me how long this will take? I mean, I know how long it takes. It took about 2.5 to 3 hours, and they were only paying for 2 hours. And it's like, I had to work quickly, and it took 2.5 hours. It's like, you guys don't tell me how long it takes.
Yeah, I worked someplace. I had a supervisor. I thought it was taking too long. I was learning stuff up. It didn't take that long, so I put my tools. I had a screwdriver in my pocket. I set them open. I said, let's get into it. Can't get anybody help. It was something I invented, a process. They just thought I ought to get it done. It usually took a day to wire up this machine. They thought I ought to do it half the time. Yeah, we always have people that figure that it ought to be a whole lot quicker, but they're not the ones doing the work.
Whereas we did the police cars, it took about one day. And then they started to get these newer squad cars, and it takes 2 days. And my boss was all horroring me about why the bus is taking twice as long. And then a guy from ERS, he brought some stuff over for us because we ordered some stuff, and I was talking to him. And he said it took him 2 days to do and call and install on those police interceptors. And still, I said you didn't believe him. And he says, well, we could do it in one day if they bring somebody up from Indianapolis to help me out.
And also, if you want to need is get the cables under the carpet or the hardest part, I got a Toyota, and I was real shy about drilling anything through the firewall. It's not like the older car, so I actually come around the door up through the fender because I wasn't interested in drilling that firewall. That, I couldn't see what was on the other side. So it's the same thing. Just keep away from stuff. And also don't put your wires, they'll get tangled and get hot or burned. You've got to be real careful with your own wires.
I got a Toyota Corolla that I'm driving right now, and on the passenger side, I think it is, that's where there's a hole at, and I drilled through that, and I looked on both sides, and so I got to the battery that way. I remember one time years ago, I had only worked for like 8 or 10 years, and I drilled a hole for a console in a police car, and I drilled through the transmission.
Yeah, the name's Mel. This is W-A-N-E-L. I used to sell video equipment for a while, and one of my competitors built a mobile truck. They put racks in this vehicle, the van, the kid's van. And anyway, they bolted them to the floor, their legs, and they lagged them down to the floor. So they had to park in the garage, and they came back the next day, and there was gasoline. They'd run their legs down into the gas tank.
Yeah, that's no fun. But yeah, there's times when everybody makes a mistake. But it's only like once or twice that I did something like that. But you just have to look and make sure,
Yeah, when I was installing DSL, I had to drill things. The guy said I could drill there, and I looked, and I was going to drill. I hit something, started a thing. Well, that something's not right. It was a back of the electrical meter. It was, he wouldn't let me go in the basement. I had to go to the outside of the house because the basement was just full of junk. But yeah, we had someone drill through and get the, I'm going to say the Romex, the cable coming in, the electrical service, and drill and hit that, and belted the drill bit. And they always say drill in and then drill out. And, you know, the safest way is the cable's out there, I guess, to drill in. But yeah, whenever you're drilling in a house or a car, but hats off to you for doing that kind of work. I install ham equipment in my car, and that's enough work to get the cable. I had to run cables back to the truck. I got a couple antennas back there, and the older cars were easy to get around. The newer ones, they come apart a whole lot different.
Yes, that is true. When everybody started getting the newer Ford pickup trucks, the weld shop, whenever I worked for the city, they could find no way to get through the firewall, and it says, oh, it's right here. And you can see it from inside the edge compartment, but you cannot see it from the inside of the car. So you have to, there's actually a grommet, and I pulled the grommet out and put a, I looked, I couldn't find it anywhere inside, so I put a fish tape in, and it kept going and kept going, and finally it came out underneath the carpet that where your seat goes,
well,
I found out on a newer style Ford pickup.
You must have got a dead spot. Anyway, I've got to move along. First is spring and I'm planting things. I've got a grow lights in the basement so I can start my plants down here. So I just thought I'd take a break. Maybe I'll catch you later. I'm to be down here. Usually I'm outside doing something else. But 7-3, this is 58 MEL.
Talking to you. This is KB9, KBX. Have a good day.
CMN Network, MI3.
KB9, KBX, and 9YOU. How you doing?
Pretty good. Just getting ready to turn on the dawn, Moira. You heard the guy I was talking to.
Yeah, you guys talk.
Yeah, he ended up in Grand Rapids, and so I got to know him pretty good. But yeah, I'm just I'm done. I'm getting my turn on Erskine, so I'm almost home. And it's been a hard time eating some things because it's hard to open my mouth up really wide.
Sounds like you'd be losing a little bit of weight.
Hi. Thursday after my surgery, well, I didn't eat anything before it because I didn't want my teeth to get dirty. And then after the surgery, all I ate all day was 4 cups of butterscotch pudding. That's it. Then Friday, I started eating a little bit more. But yesterday, I ate a lot, though. I was hungry.
I don't doubt it.
So yeah, I ate a lot yesterday. Not more so than normal though, but I had a normal 3 meals.
Alrighty.
Okay, let's go. I just turned on Octel. N9YOU, KB9, KBX.
Alrighty, we'll talk to you later, KB9, KBX, 9YOU.
I'm going to trip tonight, so maybe you'll be wrong, maybe not. Have a good one.
All right, thank you then, and I don't want to owe you.
KB9, KBX.
KBX, 9.
MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220.
CMN Network, test 1-2. Okay. I'm keying up all three networks, statewide 1 and 2 at the same time.
CMN Network, MI3.
220. 220. And all the CMN Network. Multi-select 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Radius for assessing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Multi-select 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5. 5, 5, 5, 5. All RF. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All call multi-select. UHF, VHF, 220 analog. Statewide 1, statewide 2, DMR. There. MCC 3-1.